This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about you here during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, check out our radio page. You can listen to our past shows and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. You've probably heard the tales of people who were born into wealth or lucked into a big windfall, but here's the truth. Many of today's wealthy retirees didn't start that way. They began with modest savings and built real wealth through consistent strategic money habits. Thankfully, you don't need deep pockets to borrow their playbook. Whether you're starting with $1,000 or $100,000, these 13 habits can help you chart a path toward a long, happy retirement. So today we're going to break down each one of these practical examples you can actually use. But first, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who is officially trading in summer for pumpkin spice everything. Really? Are you a pumpkin spice guy?
No, I am definitely not a pumpkin spice guy.
You know, it's a made up flavor.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's gotten out of hand, too. And not only am I not, I mean, I'll admit, when they first came out, when Starbucks first came out with the pumpkin spice latte, this is a long, long time ago, and it was a new thing. I'm like, I loved them. I would have a pumpkin spice latte and enjoy it. I think a lot of people did. But it's now I can't even stand it. It's just too much and it's just too sweet or whatever. But it's gotten out of hand. There's pumpkin spice everything. I went to get the oil changed in my car. They said, do you want synthetic, regular, or pumpkin spice oil for your car today? Hey, pumpkin spice deodorant. I mean, I'm absolutely not, right?
If you had pumpkin spice coming out of your tailpipe, wouldn't that be wonderful?
The whole neighborhood, it smelled like whatever it is, ginger or cumin or whatever the flavors, the spices all, that mix.
All spice.
It's just all spice. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a blend. It's a blend. But
yeah.
Not that I don't like, I like pumpkin pie. I like pumpkin, but it gets crazy. I can't even, in the immortal words of my kids, I can't even. I can't even, like, if I say something they don't like, right. Dad, I can't even. It's like, are you gonna finish that sentence or we're leaving it hang there, I guess. That's a phrase now. I can't even. Yeah, that's interesting. How about you? Do you drink pumpkin spice drinks, Chris?
No, negative, Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I make pumpkin pie.
Yes,
and that's the good. Best pumpkin pie recipe is the one on the side of the can.
It's really good. Yeah, that's what my mom used to make, so that's good.
The key is getting the right condensed milk.
Yep, there you go. That's good.
A good condensed milk, then it'll be good.
But if there are listeners out there who like the pumpkin spice stuff, that's fine. It's a nice smell, it's a nice taste, but it just a little goes a long way for me, that's all.
Well, it's concentrated when it gets in a coffee or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, and today's topic, learning from people who built their wealth with strategy and discipline.
Yeah.
I think that's going to help anyone looking to try to recreate that or protect their own retirement savings or their own investments.
Yeah.
So this is a really good topic. I like it because wealthy people do have good money habits that we could all learn from. And I think this is going to be a good one. And I know you know a lot of those because you're a financial advisor and you help people with these and you have wealthy clients that have utilized these. And so this is good to help all of our listeners out there, no matter where you're at, even even us low in the totem pole, even those with us co-host, radio show co-host salaries, you know, help us learn how to save.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we try to spread the information as much as we can.
Yes, yes.
So the first thing that wealthy people do, the first one I talk about, is they pay themselves first. So they make their savings automatic. You know, they're putting into that 401k on an automatic basis, that Roth IRA, that personal IRA, all the things that they set up that are going to be their tools in retirement. They set those on automatic, so they get done. So you're paying yourself first because they've come out at the beginning of the month when you get your paycheck. And so then if there's something left at the end of the month, they may decide to add that to it. But that upfront deal is getting that paycheck into those retirement systems.
Yeah, and doing it up front. That's what paying yourself means. I think that's an important point because a lot of us, and I've been guilty of this, we think, okay, I'm going to pay my bills, my rent, I'm going to figure out groceries, do gas. Right. And then at the end of the month, if I have enough left over, that's what I'm going to put in savings. That's what I'm going to put into. And that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
Because you'll end up, you won't end up with anything at the end of the month. Anything that goes into what I call the general fund, it's like the government, Chris. I've said this before, but any taxes, whether it's on a city, state, or federal level, anything that goes directly into that general fund, it's gone. Poof.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Hey, let's go to a concert. Let's go. Yeah.
So your checking account is a general fund. And if it goes in there, poof, it's going to go, right? That's not money you're going to ever save. And so even if you say, well, I maintain this amount in my checking account that I don't dip into. Well, that's great. But first of all, you shouldn't use your checking account as a savings account. That money should be somewhere else working for you, earning interest more interest.
That's the beauty of making it automatic is it grows in the background while you're going out and having your busy life and taking care of your family and interacting with people and doing the things that bring you joy. Yeah. And then you got something in the background taking care of you.
Yep, exactly. So where are you going to begin today with this one?
So the next habit I want to talk about is making sure your money is working. Don't let it sit idle. If you've got money going into a savings account and the yield on that savings account is less than 1%, then that money is sitting idle. Because right now there are savings accounts that pay upwards of 3%. My mom, who lives in a tiny little town, her tiny little bank pays 3.3%.
Nice. Okay? That's pretty good for a savings account.
Really great for a savings account. So even that savings that you have, that your ready money, if you need it, make sure it's working for you as much as it can, but make sure money's just not sitting. Make sure that if it's sitting in a stock, it's not a stock that is just dragging on, not doing anything, not kicking out any dividends, no yield, no return on investment. You know, if it's been not doing anything for 10 years, maybe it's time to move on from that stock or that ETF or whatever it is. But but make sure that the money's at work. Make sure that the work it's doing is productive. You'd be a little kind of be a manager of your money in a sense that acted like it's a person out there doing a job.
There you go. Well, and even something simple, like you mentioned, an interest-bearing savings account can make a difference if you pick the right one. And you don't want to put all your money, your long-term money in there, right? Though you don't want to, if it's not something you're going to need for 3 years, don't have it sitting in a savings account. It's money you want it where it can make more interest for the next 3 years. Right?
That's right. So you want it to earn interest, but you want it to earn the best interest it can.
Sure.
If you have a ton of money sitting in a traditional savings or checking account, you know, the most you're going to be making is somewhere between 2% and 5%. And then also you're going to be paying the taxes on that interest each year, where if you put it into that retirement tool, maybe those taxes are deferred or maybe it's tax free. So make sure that that money is getting to those places where you can also navigate some taxes. And taxes are expensive, right?
I mean, yeah.
So you're what the first category is 10%. Well, that's a lot more than you're earning in a savings account.
Right.
So just by modifying where your money is sitting, you might be able to gather some more money.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's about wealth accumulation and letting that stuff set. So,
yeah,
go ahead, Tony.
Well, I was going to say, pick the right one, but also work with a financial services professional, right?
That's right, because they can help you figure out what are your best tools to defer taxes or to make that something tax-free. You know, how are the taxes going to come out to you? What are the taxes like in an ETF? What are the taxes like in a mutual fund? So they can help you navigate what are the tax implications of your different investments.
Yeah. I mean, if you have some of that money in a high yield account, like up to 5% interest, even $1,000 can grow just by putting it somewhere smart instead of letting it gather dust. And now you've covered paying yourself first, keeping the money moving, keep it working for you. What's the next big habit that wealthy retirees share?
Well, so they live below their means. You know, they're not.
Wait a minute. You're telling me I have to live. You're telling me I have to make more than I spend. Oh,
that's right. Now, we're not talking about clipping coupons. We're not talking about that. We're talking about having a mindset. You know, if you've got a 3-year-old car and it's doing fine, why are you trading it in? If you're getting tired of your house and you're one of those persons that feels like they need to move every 3 years, really, why are you moving? Because moving is very expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe hold on to some things a little longer than you expected. It may make, maybe that hedge trimmer can last another year. So do things that keep money working for you. Make sure that. So money is something to invest. That's what we're trying to get at, right?
Yeah. So it's not, wealthy people view it as something, something to spend, but something to invest.
Something to invest. Ooh, I've got some money. What can I do with it?
Yeah. Right? Most people are like, how can I spend this?
It's not how can I spend it. It's how can I invest it? Where can I put it? And it's going to make the most money for me.
Right. And that's the difference of that's the mindset that you have to get into. And that's the mindset of people who are wealthy in retirement. That's their mindset. That's how they made it happen.
Also avoid maybe a lifestyle creep,
Sure.
So you're making $250,000 a year and then you get a pay raise to $300,000. Now, just remember, your pay went up $50,000, but that doesn't mean your income went up $50,000.
Right. It did not.
It did not, because the taxes on that are pretty high. So it really went up about half of that. And so you're not living a bigger lifestyle on half of those raises, right? So when you're a high earner, you're not, when you get raises, a lot of that goes to taxes. So you're really not, don't let your lifestyle creep up past what you're doing. Make sure you're setting aside some of those differences. So if you do get a raise, say, okay, half is going to taxes. I need to put maybe a quarter of that to retirement and then I can spend the rest. But make sure that you're not overspending your plan, right? So you have a spending plan, make sure you're not overspending that plan. There's the research from the Employee Benefit Institute. They found retirees who overspent early in their retirement often ran into trouble later in retirement.
Yeah, of course.
So if while you're working, you're keeping that wealth mindset and carry that into retirement, then you'll stay wealthy throughout your retirement.
Yeah. And so even at higher income levels, it really comes down to discipline, like living on, say, 70 to 80% of what you bring in and saving the rest. So what's another big difference between people who build wealth and those who struggle?
So really, they stay clear of costly debt. So when we met people with debt they're not saving for the retirement, right?
Right.
So the first thing we usually try to do is make sure that if they have any high interest credit cards or any other high interest debt, we start attacking that as hard as we can. And so interest rates are on these cards are like 22% now.
And higher.
And
between
higher.
22, I've seen all the way up to 30%.
30%. So can you imagine? So if you're spending $1.30 for every dollar you're using your credit card every month, that now you've just everything is 30% higher. Yeah. So add a 30% to everything you're buying.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay,
that's going on that credit card.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that can really erode your wealth plan if you're playing those kind of interest rates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nuts. It's crazy with credit cards. You got to avoid high interest debt, and there are ways to pay down that debt, right? I mean, because that kind of debt feels like quicksand. The harder you struggle, the deeper you sink, right?
Yeah, there's different ways to tackle it. So what we do is we want to list all the debts. We want to know what the debts are.
Yeah,
look at them, right? Don't ignore them. Look at them. Figure out which ones you want to start paying first, right? And so make minimum payments on all but one and then attack one hard, get it out. And then keep going and attacking those. And once all that debt is paid off, roll those payments into your next highest rate debt, and keep going. This is kind of I think they call it the avalanche approach. So say you've got, four debts and the minimum is 100 on each. And then you were paying like 200 on all four. No, you pay 400 on the top one and then 100 on the rest till you get that one paid off. And then the next time, now you're paying 500 on that second one to knock out. Then you're paying, 600 on the third and then 700 on the fourth.
Yep.
Man, it magically disappears. So it's a great way of getting rid of those kind of debts.
Yeah, I like the avalanche method. I mean, I think that works really well. There's also the snowball method.
Right.
But getting that high interest paid off first, it's going to be the hardest one to pay off usually. But that's the one you want to get rid of the soonest, I would say.
Right. That's why I prefer the avalanche versus the snowball. The snowball starts with the smallest interest rate. Or the smallest payment.
Right.
Smallest amount of debt.
Right. So how can a financial services professional, how can someone like yourself, you and Tara, potentially help people or some of our listeners out there develop these habits?
So what we can do is we can help turn the habits into a plan, right? A financial plan that is personal to you. It's built on your desires, your goals, your income, how you expect your income to change through time. Are you going to take a sabbatical and not work for a period? Well, we can create a plan for that. I'm going to get this bigger job. So I need to make sure that I have places to, when I start getting this extra money to throw it into some savings for retirement. So let's start building those strategies so that we have all that, create strategies for paying off debt. We provide guidance, accountability, expertise. So our job is to stay disciplined, avoid mistakes, and make steady progress toward your retirement goals. So that's what we try to help you do.
Yeah. And I think that's really important, Chris, that our listeners understand you need a plan, but you also need to work with a trusted, independent financial services professional. And I say independent because you can look at the big picture. You can look at all the tools, all the possibilities from stock investments, bonds, money markets, everything in cash value life insurance. You cover the gamut and you look at all the different companies. It's not like going to a big box chain financial services place or insurance place where they're just going to try to, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. That's what my dad always told me. And that's the problem there. You want a trusted, whether it's you or someone else, but make sure they're a trusted, independent financial professional who's a fiduciary, who's going to look out for your best interest. And that's what you do for your clients, right?
That's right. So once we start meeting with clients, we really try to get them on a path of creating those savings, creating a wealth plan so that they can have fun now and still have fun later.
Yeah. Right.
So, and then be secure in the knowledge that they're going to have the money they need in retirement.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's hugely important. So how can our listeners get a hold of you to get a no cost consultation set up to see if they can set up that plan?
So call our office at 719-210-4242. And we'll discuss how we can answer your questions, address your concerns about say retirement, what kind of financial strategy you're looking for and help you develop that. Any other parts of retirement, right? So give us a call, 719-210-4242. Check us out on our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com.
All right. So what's another habit from those who have achieved financial success that we can use to help plan our financial futures?
Well, we've kind of alluded to it before. It's about creating a roadmap on how to get to retirement, and then a roadmap in retirement, so that you have your savings goals are aligned with your expected living expenses in retirement. And then you can align your investment strategies, you know, what your risk versus reward. You know, if you have plenty of money, let's reduce the risk. Why are you taking so much risk with your money? If you have plenty, why don't we make sure that it's going to be there for you? On the other side, if, hey, we need to take some more risk, we've got some time, we can take the risk, because risk can be mitigated by time. So, so let's get into some higher return style funds, but they may carry some risk. There'll be some downside. And when the market's down, but we can get through that. Make sure that we have a plan for medical bills, long-term care, those kind of things. Make sure that we have just all the living expenses that are going to happen throughout your lifetime. I can tell you one thing a lot of people forget, and I always say on the radio show, is I forget about dental care.
So, hearing, vision, and dental, which Medicare doesn't cover.
These are things Medicare doesn't cover, so we've got to make sure.
But that all of us seniors need, right?
Thing. How many of us all have glasses? You know, I don't know how many people I have in retirement. They're starting to get macular degeneration. So
yeah,
there's a cure for that. It's not fun, and it's expensive.
Yeah.
So there are things that you are going to run to in medically down the road that can impact you, and they're not covered by insurance. So we have to have a little bit of money set aside for those potential problems.
Yeah, you definitely want to think about these things: healthcare, taxes, medical bills, long-term care. And I know you work all of those in there. But you know, it comes down to financial discipline, which is, but few things in life, Chris, are more powerful than financial discipline, really. That's right. Discipline in each area of your life, with your physical health, your financial health.
Yeah.
The more disciplined you are, the better you're going to be. And again, that people are out there, hey, that's easier said than done. I love pizza. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But you know, you need to have discipline. Try to eat better. You're looking good, Chris. I was going to comment on, you must have gotten a haircut or something too, because you're looking good.
Being outside, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You've gotten some color. That's good.
Being outside.
Yeah, that's good. But seriously, you need discipline. And I know you and Tara have financial discipline. Of course, you're financial advisors. That's somewhat to be expected, but also in other areas of your life.
So,
physically active, eating healthy. And these are all important, isn't it?
Right. They all are important. Is trying to have a disciplined spending, disciplined health plan, which includes your personal health, keeping fit for yourself so that you can go and do things. You know, if you're sitting on the couch all day, then you're going to be sitting on the couch all day. And when it's time for you, I'd like to go on a hike up Mount Hermon on the west side of Colorado Springs, you're not going to have the energy to do it.
No.
So you got to plan for your life on what the things you like to do. Make sure that you're fiscally and physically and spiritually able to do all those things.
Yeah.
Right. So,
right.
So that's that, and that discipline for all those three phases of your life will really help you have a joyful retirement.
Yeah. And once you've built that retirement roadmap, do most people just set it and forget it? Is that what you have your clients do once you get the plan in place? No.
So we try to have them in at least once a year. Now, everybody doesn't want to always come in once a year. They're like, why are we meeting? I'm fine. Leave me alone. So I'm like, okay. Right. but here's your annual, you know, kind of review or your review. So whenever, if you need two a year, sometimes some clients get two a year because they're like, I got to talk about my money. I'm like, okay.
Yep. That happens.
So we'll help people however they need to be helped. You know, we won't hold back if you need more than one review a year, or if you say, hey, you know, just send it to me. I'll look at it. I don't want to talk. Or people want to come in and say, I don't think I'm going to make it. How are we going to do this? And then they're concerned. And then we show them everything's laid out. Everything's still happening on the plan. Everything's good. You're good. Here are the numbers that back that up, right? We'll show them the numbers that back it up. Or we'll say, you're right. We've got to tighten your spending plan a little bit so that we can have this money for this time. And then, or we've got to do something with your investments so that they're doing better, right? So we'll relook at those things every year.
Yeah, that's really good. I think that's really important. Now, we're almost out of time for today's show, but it's been a great discussion, Chris. Before we go, I know that you set aside some time slots for consultations for our listeners. If they want to just ask questions, if they want to have some reports run and get a retirement income plan in place and an investment plan in place, how can they do that?
They can reach us at 719-210-4242. We'll set up that complimentary consultation. We've set aside times on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We work a little later if you're stuck at your job. So we'll accommodate that. Give us a call, 719-210-4242. Check us out at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com.
All right. That's NolanFinancialPartners.com. Thanks, Chris, for a great show today. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Join us again soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.